in May, we were thinking, well, do we cancel like a lot of other events?
Jana Engetschwiller is the head of Digital Day.
And then like this inner voice and also the team was like, you know, that's exactly the point where Digital Day has to happen, because that's exactly the time where, you know, we need to talk about digitalization because it's becoming more important.
Today, how Switzerland's biggest digital event evolved beyond COVID and how the new normal of events is going to look like. This is Beyond Tech, a short-form podcast where you learn something new every episode in around 10 minutes. Could you explain me what is Digital Day?
So Digital Day is basically a day where the public can physically experience innovation.
Einen wunderschönen guten Morgen, meine sehr geehrten Damen und Herren, und recht herzlich willkommen zum zweiten nationalen Digitaltag hier heute aus dem Hauptbahnhof in Zürich.
So, for example, last year we had 12 locations across Switzerland.
Liechtenstein.
Aus Lugano, auch hier in St. Gallen.
So you, as an individual, you go to Chur, Lausanne, wherever, or Harbour, Zurich, and then you experience that. For example, you have virtual reality glasses on with the most developed software on education, or you see in the virtual reality a melting gletscher and you can steer what happens with the temperature, like an awareness campaign basically. So the whole day is around experiencing it first, and then second also to discuss about important topics. There's actually several studies came out last year from Oliver Wyman, but also Digital Barometer, that actually say that if you have a scale from 1 to 100, and 1 is like the expert's opinion and 100 the public opinion, there's the public is around 70. So they really want to have their say. They want to be included and they want to create their opinion by having a dialogue and also getting information. So they don't want the experts to tell them what to do. You know, a presentation of an expert talking about, let's say, 5G, who says that's good, and the other person said that's not good. So you have both views, and then the public will discuss about it and create opinions. And the important thing about discussing is that you might come in with an opinion, but then you discuss with your peers and you might change your opinion, or you adapt your opinion, or you become more open to other opinions. And I think that's absolutely a nice thing to see. And that's what we want to reach with the Digital Day.
And usually that event was offline, so at stage, at Habe, at Zurich, and then COVID happened. Huh? How did that change it? Is it still happening?
So we decided to do an online and a physical event. We have about 23 locations across Switzerland. They do small events on discussion, panels, etc. And then we're going to have an online event, which is a platform. And this platform is interactive. You will see actually a fully produced TV show on digitization. And people can then ask questions, really interact with the community. But then also we're going to have those world cafes where people discuss, not only physical, also in the platform. We're creating a space where people get together and create their own opinions about those different topics. And then also those learning labs, 45-minute skills that you can learn. We're also going to have that online, so you can learn within 45 minutes a digital skill and go out and you have learned something useful.
So cool. And as you mentioned, so it's this mix of online and offline world to some extent, right? So like, what a lot of our lives is, we always have both components. So it does make a lot of sense to move it in this direction, I would say.
Yes, the future is going to be hybrid. So this combination will be, you know, 1 year more physical, then the other year more online. And I think there is no post-COVID life. We're going to live with those issues in whatever form they're coming at us. And yeah, that's going to be the future.
How do you still make it exciting, even though you sit alone in front of your computer, most definitely?
I think the interaction is the most important thing. You have an active voice. Also, you have gamification. You know, you can gather some points. And also, the expectation should not be that you're, you know, there for, you know, half an hour. Time changes in the online world. So what was before 1 hour of sitting and watching in a conference physically is now about 20 minutes to 15 minutes. So sessions are going to be much shorter. And the expectation is also not there that you're going to be there for half an hour. But, you know, as it's a program that is 3 days, you go there for 8 minutes or 12 minutes and then you do something else. I think this variation is absolutely important, that we don't just sit and stare into a computer. And the other thing is obviously humor that we have to bring into this whole 3 days.
So if you come to education, there is this big, big campaign about lifelong learning. We always have to evolve. We always have to learn. We have to adapt. Technology is changing everything so much faster. What does it mean for us as a human, as the population?
You know, the last 10 years, people talked about long education of 1 year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years with a bachelor. That has changed dramatically, meaning that you take courses online even where you learn something really specific, a skill that you need right now within few weeks or months, and then you have it. And then this is going to develop again. So that's why lifelong learning is so crucial. That you don't think you'd study 3 years and that's it. The development of technology is so quick. And I think it's also a mindset in the sense that we don't have to believe that we have to start with a big step. It's also, for example, at Digital Day, we will have learning labs. It's 45 minutes. You enter, learn a digital skill, and that's already a big step forward. So it doesn't need to be 3 years. No. It could be 45 minutes.
Let's dive a little bit into the future. So we already seen, okay, technology is shaping us. We are shaped by technology. What are your estimates that what's going to happen in the next 5, 10, 15 years? What do you think will change? How will we interact with technology?
I do think that machines are going to be our friends in supporting us with quite a lot of things. But also, I think there's going to be a still very strong regulations to make sure the ethics is going to be part of this whole game. I mean, it's debatable, right? China looks at data protection totally different than Europe does. So I think this is going to be two crucial ones. And this whole lifelong learning, I do think we're experiencing very soon kind of a push on the whole online education. Just my education now is partially online and physical. I think this element of hybrid being the future, I do think it's going to become always much stronger.
I came a little bit from e-commerce. If you look at it, I think e-commerce is a little bit more competitive, or went through this online, offline, the last 20 years at least. And what was always interesting in the beginning was always brick and mortar against online. And there as well, the balance is somewhere in between. You have a shift towards online, but there will always be both worlds. Multi-channel, they called it back then, which was a little bit of shitty explanation, but like not so sexy as
that. Yeah. But I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe we develop a virtual world. I mean, it's really great what is out there in this virtual realities. However, you know, the next step will be to smell, to touch. I think that's could be a scenario. I don't think we're developing completely there, but I think it's going to be definitely part of it, especially in the gaming industry. Imagine you can do all those games and really be part of it. I think that's a quite crazy thought.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Tech, a podcast from Digital Switzerland. You know the filters on Zoom, or the beauty filter. Have you ever used them?
The beauty filter? Do I need that one?
if I get up at 6 in the morning and haven't showered,
yeah,
I definitely need
then,
it.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I would love to hear more about that one.
Yeah, that's my download as well.
Okay, good. Good to know, Matthias.
If you find these episodes interesting, and if you learned something new today, let us know. We'd also like to hear what topics you're curious about and what episodes we should cover in the future. This podcast was produced by Tinka Media. Music came from Blue Dot Session. If you like this podcast, please rate it and share it with your friends. In the next episode,
You take a data point from the wrist, and that helps you understand what hormonal changes are happening or have happened. And I think that's really what I'm so excited about when it comes to digital health, because we will see those developments happening in so many different areas of health. And now we found it in women's health, but I'm sure there's so much in oncology and in other areas that we have yet to discover.
Looking forward to catching up with you in a week.